Hello everyone, this is Chase Crispin, and today I'm here to demonstrate the Orion TI-84 Plus Talking Graphing Calculator. This is a very accessible, advanced, scientific, and graphing calculator created as a partnership between Texas Instruments, Orbit Research, and the American Printing House for the Blind. The Orion TI-84 Plus Talking Graphing Calculator works by putting a small unit called the Orion unit on top of the standard TI-84 Plus calculator from Texas Instruments. You may already be familiar with the TI-84 calculator. This is a very popular calculator that's been around quite a while, made by Texas Instruments. This calculator can do everything from basic math such as addition and subtraction, through graphing, calculus functions like derivatives, statistics, financial information, and more. This is probably the most widely used scientific and graphing calculator used in high schools, colleges, and even in the professional world. Anyone already familiar with the TI-84 Plus from Texas Instruments can pick up the Orion TI-84 Plus from APH and Orbit Research and use it instantly. The TI-84 Plus calculator looks exactly the same as it would without any modifications. Above the buttons of the calculator, there is the LCD screen, as you would normally find, and above that, you will find a unit about an inch to an inch and a half long, which is the Orion unit. This has 11 keys on it, 6 keys formatted like a Braille cell, and 5 keys, which are arranged like 4 arrow keys with a select button in the center. These keys on the Orion unit control things like moving character by character to review text, scrolling through previous calculations without moving the focus of where you currently are on the calculator itself, changing the speech rate, and changing options specifically regarding the accessibility portion of the calculator. Almost all of the functions of the TI-84 Plus calculator have been made accessible by use of the Orion unit, and features that are not currently accessible will be made accessible with future software upgrades. Later on in this demonstration, we will look at how to find which firmware version your Orion TI-84 Plus is currently running. If you click on the Orion TI-84 Plus link at tech.aph.org, and then you click on the What's New link, you will be able to find if you have the latest version, what has been changed in any available software upgrades, and if there are any, what accessibility limitations still exist with the Orion TI-84 Plus. All of the features work exactly the same as they would on the standard TI-84 Plus. In a classroom, the instructor teaching all of the sighted students how to use a calculator to perform a task in math or science class can instruct the blind student as well. Any instructions provided to a class about use of the TI-84 Plus will apply to the Orion version with speech output as well. All of the functions are performed in the same way, using the same keys, but provide speech output. And if a teacher does wish to use the device, you can silence the speech so that someone sighted can temporarily use the calculator. Graphing on the Orion TI-84 Plus is done in a very interesting and unique way. Since a blind student or professional cannot benefit from a graph shown on the LCD screen of the TI-84 Plus, the Orion unit attached to the top of the device provides access to the graph. There are two modes used to access the graph. In speech mode, the unit will announce the XY coordinates, for example, X-3, Y-5. This lets the user know where a point is on the graph, but sometimes may not be useful. Tone mode uses different pitches of tones and stereo sound to indicate the placement of a tone on the graph. The higher a point on the graph is, the higher pitch the tone will be, and the lower the location of the point, the lower the tone will be. The Orion unit includes stereo speakers. Points on the left of the graph will be heard in the left speaker or the left headphone if you have headphones attached, and as points move to the right, they will be heard further to the right on the speakers or headphones. The calculator can also play the graph, meaning it will play in a time frame that you specify the tones of the entire graph, moving from left to right and with the different high and low pitches, which allow you to get an idea of the shape of the graph. When a point is in the negative region of a graph, a hissing sound will be heard in tone mode on top of the normal tones that let you know that you are looking at a negative value, and haptic feedback will also be provided, meaning vibration can optionally be felt from the Orion unit to let you know that you are looking at a negative value on the calculator. Graphs can also be transferred to a computer, to be emailed to an instructor, printed on a standard printer, or embossed on a Braille embosser. The Orion TI-84 Plus comes with a few accessories in its box that you will want to be aware of when you receive your unit. First, you will receive the Orion TI-84 Plus calculator. You will receive four AAA batteries that are inserted into the unit. You will receive a wall charger without a cable connected that plugs into the wall. This is a standard USB charger. The included USB cable can either be used to connect your Orion TI-84 Plus to your computer, to the included wall charger to charge the Orion's battery, or to any standard USB charger. The box also includes a thumb drive containing getting started information, the Orion user's guide for the accessible features of the device, and an accessible version of the TI-84 Plus calculator guidebook, which allows you to find out all of the different functions that the calculator is capable of and even review some sample problems. The unit also comes with a print and Braille getting started guide, as well as a pair of earbuds that can be used with the device. Though the calculator does not include a case, it includes a hard plastic slide cover. This cover can be picked up and slid from the part of the calculator closest to you up, and the hard cover will cover the entire unit, so that the keys cannot accidentally be pressed either on the calculator or the Orion unit when being carried around. This protects your calculator, and this does cover the Orion unit as well as the TI-84 Plus, so this is not the standard sliding cover that's included with the TI-84 itself. The Orion TI-84 Plus runs off two sets of batteries. The TI-84 Plus itself runs off of four AAA batteries. These batteries are inserted onto the battery door in the back of the unit, which we will locate momentarily, and these batteries are inserted in the normal orientation. The Orion unit, since it requires more battery to provide speech and audio output, does run off of a built-in lithium rechargeable battery. This rechargeable battery can be used for several days of intense use, and can be charged either from the included wall charger, a standard USB charger, or a computer. The batteries in the TI-84 Plus itself will last several months before they need to be replaced. To orient the Orion TI-84 Plus, place it on a flat surface in front of you and ensure the flat LCD screen and all of the buttons are facing up. If you feel the rear edge of the device facing away from you, you should feel several ports that the edge closest to you does not contain. These are the standard ports found on the edge facing away from you of the standard TI-84 Plus. In order to access them on the Orion TI-84 Plus, these ports have just been extended to be on the rear edge of the Orion unit itself, but these are the standard ports found on the TI-84 Plus itself. If this is how your calculator is positioned, your calculator is in the proper operating position. We will first begin by looking at the keys, which are the greatest distance from you, located past the LCD screen of the TI-84 Plus, which are the 11 keys located on the Orion unit. These are the keys that control the special accessible functions of the device. On the left side of the face of the Orion unit are six keys arranged in a Braille cell, with three keys vertically on the left, and immediately to the right of those keys are three keys oriented vertically also. The top leftmost key, or Braille dot one, is the repeat key. Pressing this will repeat whatever the calculator last said, and holding this down will read character by character what was last said. The key to the right of that, dot four in a Braille cell, is the Preferences key, which enters the Orion Preferences menu that allows you to control all of the different speech and accessibility options of the Orion unit. The second key down on the left, Braille dot two, is volume down, and the key to the right of that key is volume up. This controls the volume of speech, and note that the headphone and speaker volume are independent, so when you plug in headphones, the device remembers what level your volume was set at. In the Braille dot 3 position, or the bottom leftmost key on the Orion unit, is the control key, which allows you to press it to pause the speech, and then press it again to resume hearing what you were last listening to. So this is your speech interrupt key, similar to pressing the control key to silence speech on a computer with a screen reader. You can also hold down the control key and press the volume up and down keys that we just discussed to change the speech rate. So control plus volume up will increase the speech rate, and control plus volume down will decrease the speech rate. And the key to the right of that is the shift key. The shift key allows you to put the device into silent mode or mute the speech so that a sighted user can use your TI-84 Plus Orion version just like you would use a standard TI-84 Plus. So to mute the speech, tap the shift key once, and to turn the speech back on when you need speech once again, press the shift key again. We will be talking about these more when we use specific functions, but the control and shift buttons are held down in conjunction with some of the other keys we already mentioned to access more functions, such as switching the unit between speech and tone mode. To the right of the keys set up in a Braille cell format, you will find six more keys. These are your arrow keys with the home key in the center. You will find an up, left, down, and right key, and these are used to move by lines up and down through a menu or through lines of calculations, but the TI-84 Plus itself does have arrow keys, so you will not always need to use these keys. The only time you need to use these arrow keys is either to move character by character in a calculation, or to review previous calculations without moving the cursor from its current location where you are working with creating a new calculation. On the edge facing away from you of the Orion unit, you will find a series of ports. There is a small port on the left, which we are not going to worry about. This is a very small round hole. The port to the right of that small round hole is the micro USB port. The port to the right of that is the mini USB port, and this is where you plug in the USB cable to charge your device or connect it to a computer. And to the right of the USB jacks is the headphone port, where you can plug in any standard 1/8-inch, 3.5mm headphone cord. On either side, the left or right edge of the Orion unit, you will feel the speaker grills for the two stereo speakers. On the face of the unit, once again, below the keys we discussed on the Orion unit, you will find the flat LCD screen. Below the LCD screen, you will feel many buttons, which are the buttons of the TI-84 Plus itself, located mostly in rows and columns, with the left, right, up, and down arrow keys that you can feel towards the top right of the pad of buttons. These include all of the keys you need to enter calculations and solve things like matrices, as well as complete graphs. We will not go over each key here in this tutorial, because the purpose of this tutorial is to get you started with the Orion TI-84 Plus, turn it on, and look at some of its most basic functions. Future tutorials will be looking at more advanced functions, such as graphing. If you flip the Orion TI-84 Plus calculator over, you will feel the battery cover. You will feel a dip in the surface of the calculator. You can put your finger down into this dip, pull your finger towards you, and lift up to remove the battery cover. And in this compartment, you may insert the four AAA batteries included with the calculator in the box. To put the battery cover back on, simply feel for the two prongs sticking out of the battery cover, put those towards you, slide that into the battery compartment first until it's as close to you as it can go, and then push down on the part of the battery cover that is facing away from you. You will hear a click, and your battery cover has been inserted. The first thing you will need to do when you get your Orion calculator is to turn it on and off. To turn the calculator on and off, you must locate the power key, which is the bottom leftmost button on the calculator. If you feel three keys next to each other, you must move left and slightly up to find the kind of oval-shaped power button, and this is surrounded by a ridge on the bottom to make it easy to feel. If you press this bottom left button, the power button, you will hear
home screen.
A tone indicating that the calculator has been turned on, and the phrase home screen, letting you know where you are on the calculator. The device also briefly vibrates when it turns on to let you know that the power has been turned on. If you leave your calculator sitting for about 5 minutes without pressing any buttons on it, it will enter automatic power down mode. which will automatically turn your calculator and Orion unit off to save battery. When you're ready to turn off your calculator, you must locate the second key. The second key is often used to perform functions for keys that don't exist on the device. There aren't as many keys on the calculator as there are functions it can perform, so the second key allows you to activate secondary functions for all of the buttons to access more capabilities of the calculator. If you feel right below the LCD screen and you feel the leftmost button, you must move down one key to find the second key. So the second key is the second key from the top left below the screen of the TI-84. I'm going to press the second key now.
Second on.
My calculator announces second on, letting me know that the secondary functions have been activated. I could press any key to activate its second function, but I'm just going to tap the power button that we just used to turn the calculator off. We hear a different series of tones. My calculator vibrated once again, and now both the TI-84 and the Orion portion have been turned off. I'm going to tap the power button to turn my calculator back on.
Home screen.
It turns on and lets me know I'm on the home screen, and now we're going to enter the key describer mode. This is known as help mode and allows you to find the purpose and identity of all of the keys on the TI-84 as well as the Orion unit. To enter help mode, we must press the second key 3 times. So I'm going to press the second key quickly 3 times now.
Help on. Press this key 3 times again to exit help mode.
You hear help on, and my calculator says that I can press this key 3 more times quickly to exit help mode. So now if I press just a random key on the calculator,
comma symbol, open pin, x to the power of 2,
it tells
enter
me
value, then press key,
what the name of the key is, and if there is more information that applies to it, such as what the key does or what you must do after pressing the key, it tells me that as well. So the number pad, probably the most essential part of the calculator that allows you to enter numbers, is in the bottom middle of the device, and all of the keys on the number pad are concave, so indented a little bit in the center of the key. To easily find the number pad if you're having trouble, find the power key we just used and move to the right to find the number pad. The topmost row of the number pad from left to right contains the numbers 7, 8, 9, below this 4, 5, 6, below this 1, 2, 3, below this on the left the 0, middle is the decimal point, and the right key in the bottom row of the number pad is the negative symbol that allows you to enter a negative number. The essential mathematical operators are located to the right of the number pad. The bottom rightmost button on the calculator,
enter,
is enter. This is opposite of the location of the power button, and this is equivalent to your equals key. Above the enter key is
plus symbol.
Plus symbol, and I'm just going to keep moving my hand up, straight up along this column of buttons, and we'll hear the names of all these keys.
Minus symbol, multiplication symbol, division symbol with dots above and below a dash.
So that's just divided by.
Caret. Enter value, press key, then enter exponential value.
So there is the caret key, which allows you to calculate powers of numbers. And above caret, we have
clear.
The clear key, which will clear the screen or whatever's on the calculator, or exit us out of a menu. And above the clear key, you have
up, down, left, right.
In the standard form, just like we do on the Orion unit. This is our up, down, left, and right arrow keys. There are a couple of very important keys right below the second key as well. So I have the second key, the next key down.
Alpha. Activates alpha function mode.
There are so many functions that this device can do that the second function isn't enough. There's also alpha mode, which activates more functions for each key. This usually allows each key to enter a standard letter, normally used as variables, but there are some other functions this activates as well. So each key has a standard function activated when you press it, a second function activated by pressing second followed by the key, and a third function activated by pressing the alpha key followed by whatever key. So each key, or at least almost every key on the TI-84, has 3 functions. So the alpha key is also very important, especially for entering letters into the calculator. below the alpha key, we have
math, displays math menu.
The math menu, which we're going to look at in just a few minutes. And then below that, you have more keys. Let's look at an example of the second function here. I'm going to press second.
Do superscript ND.
And now I
activate second function mode.
Now I could press any key on the calculator to find its second function. So I'm going to press the caret key.
Simple pi.
And you hear simple pi. So this allows us to calculate with the pi function. So as you can see, some of the important functions you need, like pi, may be under the second key. We aren't going to look through every key here, but if you have an Orion TI-84 Plus calculator, I invite you to go into help mode and press different keys with their second and alpha combinations to find out all of the functions of this device. The TI-84 guidebook from Texas Instruments, found on the flash drive included in the packaging with the Orion TI-84, also includes descriptions of every key on this device. If I press, for example, the top left button on the Orion unit,
repeat.
That's the repeat key. To the right of that,
preferences.
Is the preferences
key. And exits the preference menu.
And it tells us what that does as well. So this will describe Orion keys as well, and it will also do key combinations like Control plus the volume down key or Control plus Braille dot 2.
Speech rate down. Hold Control and press key to adjust speech rate down.
Is the speech rate down function. Let's try Shift plus the top left key.
Toggle between tone mode and speech mode.
When you're looking at
hold
a graph.
Shift and press key to toggle between tone and speech mode.
When looking at a graph, that will toggle between tone mode and speech mode. So the help mode on here will allow you to find functions of every key and key combination on the TI-84 and the Orion unit. And to exit help mode, I can either press the second key three times or tap the power key. I'm going to press the second key three times.
Help off.
And I have exited the help screen. Let's do a few very basic calculations here. In order to make this tutorial as short as possible, we're going to look at how to do basic calculations just so you're comfortable with the process. And we'll look at the math menu. So I'm just going to do 2 plus 2. That's a really simple calculation and the buttons are fairly close together, so it's an easy first calculation to do. Remember, the calculator keypad is not set up like a phone, it's set up like the numeric keypad on a computer keyboard. So 2 is on the second row to the bottom in the middle, where the 8 would be on a telephone. So I'm going to press 2, plus, which is right above the enter key,
plus,
and press 2 again, press enter, which is bottom right,
4,
tells us it's 4. Let's do 8 times 9,
8 times 9.
Enter.
72.
Is 72. And let's do something with a power so we can use the caret key since we also found that one. Let's do 6.
6.
To the power of 7. So I'll press caret.
Power.
And it tells me that's power. I'll press 7.
7.
And press enter.
279,936.
279,936. So that is how you can perform basic calculations. If you wish to review what you have already typed, you could move the focus of your calculator cursor by using the arrow keys that we located on the TI-84 itself. But if we wanted to stay right here where we just got the answer to this calculation, but be able to review the last answer or maybe even what I typed in to get this answer to make sure I didn't make a typo in my expression, we could use the up arrow on the Orion unit itself. So I'll up arrow.
279,936.
That's the answer we just got if I up arrow again.
6 power 7.
That's 6 power 7. That's the expression we entered to get that answer. One more up arrow.
72.
There's 72. Up arrow again.
8 times 9.
So we are scrolling up backwards through the history of what we've entered into the calculator. If you got to a big answer, let's go back down to the big answer we just got.
Blank, 279,936.
We might want to go character by character so you can make sure when you're writing that down on a worksheet, on typing it into a document, etc., you have the digits written correctly. So I'm going to right arrow to move through each character, each number, making up this answer.
Blank, 279,936.
So this allows you to move by each character. through what you have just got as an answer or through an expression. And if you aren't sure what the calculator just said, the top left button on the Orion unit
6.
Will repeat the last thing the calculator has said. Many of the slightly more advanced functions you might need are located in the math menu that don't actually have buttons on the device. We did find the math menu key. This is two keys below the second key, so I'm going to press this.
Math menu. Show us fraction.
Here are some of the options you might want when looking at answers. Let's say you got 0.333 repeating as an answer, and you didn't know that was 1/3. You could go in here, press the enter key on show as fraction, and that would show as 1/3. So if you need a fractional answer rather than a decimal answer, you can choose show as fraction. I'm going to use the down arrow key on the right side of the TI-84 Plus face to move through this menu.
Show as decimal.
We could show this answer as a decimal if it was showing as a fraction.
Cube.
We could cube an answer, or take it to the power of 3.
Cube root.
We could take the cube root of a number, so you would, for example, press enter here, type in 9, and then press enter to get 3 as your cube root. Or you could press enter twice to get the cube root of the last answer that was on screen and spoken. If I down arrow again.
X to the root.
Here's x to the root.
Function min open thin.
Function min, minimum, min.
Function max open thin.
Function max open paren, open parenthesis, means that you could put a number after that parenthesis when you pressed enter.
Numerical derivative open thin.
We have numerical derivative.
Functional integral open thin.
Functional integral.
Summation, summation, open thin.
Summation.
Log base, open thin.
Log base.
Solver.
A solver mode.
Show as fraction.
And we hear a beep to indicate we have wrapped back to the beginning of the menu, and you hear a double beep tone that lets us know that as well. There are a couple more menus here that are not being spoken right now, so let's use the right arrow key on the TI-84.
Number menu.
We're in the number
menu. Absolute value of open thin.
Absolute value of. You could press enter here, type in the absolute value, and get the absolute value of a number.
Round open thin.
We could round a number.
Integral part open thin.
Integral part.
Fractional part open thin.
Fractional part.
Greatest integer open thin.
Greatest integer.
Minimum value open thin.
Minimum value.
Maximum value open thin.
Maximum value.
Least common multiple open thin.
Least common multiple.
Greatest common divisor open thin.
Greatest common divisor. Greatest common factor.
Remainder open thin.
Remainder.
Fraction to mixed number.
Fraction to mixed number that will convert something like 3/2 to 1 1/2.
Decimal to fraction.
This will take an answer from a decimal to a fraction.
Mixed number template.
There's a mixed number template that would allow you to type in numbers.
Fraction number template.
There's a template to enter fractions.
Absolute value of open thin.
And we've wrapped back to absolute value, so we've looked at the number menu and the math menu. If I go to the right again.
Complex operations, complex conjugate open thin.
Now, we're not going to go through all these menus, but this is your more complex operations menu. To the right again.
Probability menu. Random number generator.
Here is a probability menu. Here's random number generator. We could scroll down to find more functions to do with probability. To the right again.
Math menu. Show us fraction.
And we're back to the math menu. So you have your math menu, number menu, complex operation menu, and your probability menu. So the math key is a very important key to let you access all of these features that you will pretty often need. I'm going to press the clear key to exit this menu.
Clear.
And we're out of the menu. If I were to down arrow, nothing happens. So we're out of that menu. That is all we're going to be looking at in this tutorial on the TI-84 Plus itself. We are now going to take a look at all of the preferences on the Orion unit to do with speech and accessible output. So I'm going to press the .4 key, the key in the .4 position of the Braille cell, or the key on the top right of the 6 keys on the Orion unit.
Preferences menu. Graph options.
We have some submenus here. The first one we come to is graph options, so I'm going to press the key in the middle of the arrows here.
Navigation tone duration.
This setting controls how long each tone plays when you're arrowing through a graph. As I mentioned earlier, you can use your arrow keys to arrow through a graph to hear the tones raise and lower in pitch to find out where a point is on a graph. This setting will control how long each tone is, whether it's just a short beep or a long, continuous beep as you arrow through the graph. This is a setting that's set to a pretty acceptable level by default, but if you do wish to have each individual tone that you arrow to be longer or shorter in duration, you can change this menu option. Any of these menus will let you press the key in the center of the arrows, down arrow to the choice you want, and press select to set it. So we're not going to explore each menu because this would just have different durations. If I down arrow,
equation playback duration.
When you initially graph, the unit will play the graph for you. As I mentioned earlier, it'll just play the tones from left to right on the graph to let you know what the graph is shaped like. This item, if you press select on it, will give you options for how long that playback should last. If you set something like 2 seconds, you're going to get a very fast peek at what the graph is like. If you set it to something like 12 seconds, it'll go nice and slow so you can really understand the changes in tone.
Negative value noise.
This controls if you would like to hear a hissing type noise or a static type sound when you're in the negative numbers on top of the standard tones.
Negative value vibration.
This controls whether you want your calculator to vibrate when you reach negative values on a graph. If you're in a classroom where vibration is not really allowed for the case of cell phones going off, things like that, you may wish to turn this off.
Coordinate announcement.
This setting controls whether the Orion TI-84 Plus, when in speech mode on a graph, meaning it's not playing tones, it's announcing coordinate values, will announce the X coordinate value, the Y coordinate value, or both values. So depending on what type of information you're looking for, you can either set this to just announce the X coordinates, just the Y's, or both. And if you don't want to hear either, you can switch the device to tone mode.
Reset graph settings.
If you've changed a setting you don't like, but you don't know what you changed, you can go in here, press select, and the graph settings will be reset to their default. If I down arrow again,
navigation tone duration.
We hear the double beep indicating we're back to the first item we were on. We already heard this, so we have explored all of the graph options. I'm going to left arrow.
Graph options.
Which close the graph options submenu. I'm back to the main preferences menu. If I down arrow,
speech options.
I have speech options. I can press select here, which will allow us to set some of the different speech options that many of you may want to be changing when you get your calculator. If I press the key in the middle of the arrows,
voice.
This controls which voice the calculator uses to speak. If I press select,
false voice, default.
There's Paul's voice, which is the default.
Harry's voice.
Harry's voice.
Frank's voice. Denise's voice.
Betty's voice.
I'm just down arrowing through these.
Ursula's voice. Wendy's voice. Rita's voice. Kate's voice.
Paul's voice. Default.
Paul is the default, so I'll press select to select him.
Paul's voice. Default selected. Voice.
And that is all of the different voices you have on the unit. So if you don't like the voice that we have by default, Paul, you can go change him to some other voice included. You heard the unit say voice, which means we set the setting, so it took us back to the speech options menu rather than letting us choose more voices. We set our setting, so we're currently focused on the voice item. If we down arrow,
pitch.
We could change the pitch of the speech. If I down arrow again,
menu item number announcement.
For example, when we were looking at the math menu, the cube function was the third option down. You could either down arrow to the cube function every time you want to use it, or you could turn this option on, which would, for example, say 1, show as decimal, 2, show as fraction, 3, cube, 4, cube root, as you down arrowed. If you then remembered the number it had read, you could just push that number on the calculator to activate that number in the menu, which would save you time from having to down arrow. You can always press the number of the item you want to activate it, but this controls whether you want the Orion unit to read out the number of each item in the menu. By default, it does not, as you heard, but if you wanted to know which number each item of the menu had, you could turn this option on. I want to leave this off like it is now, so I'll just down arrow.
Reset speech settings.
And if you had changed your speech to something you didn't like, you could reset your speech settings, but I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to down arrow,
voice.
Back to voice, left arrow since we've looked at all the settings here.
Speech options.
Another down arrow.
Orion Help.
Brings us to Orion Help, and this gives you some information that you might want. So I'll press select to open this.
Battery status.
We could press select here to find out what our current battery status of the Orion portion is.
Orion battery capacity is 93%.
So I have 93% of my battery remaining. If I down arrow, we hear a beep, so we're in the battery status screen. We need to left arrow back to the help menu.
Battery status.
And I'll down arrow again.
firmware version.
If you press select here, this would tell you what version you are running. There are updates on occasion that are released for the Orion TI-84 Plus to fix any bugs and make it even more accessible if there are things that weren't working properly. So if you're not sure if you have the latest version or not, this will tell you. If you down arrow again,
serial number,
you could press select here to find what your serial number is if you needed to know that. If you down arrow past the serial number option,
quiet mode,
we find quiet mode. And what this does is allows you to mute all of the startup noise and feedback your calculator gives you. If you press the key in the center of the arrows on quiet mode, that will be enabled, and when you press the power key to turn on your calculator, like we did earlier in this demonstration, your calculator will start up normally, and you can press any key to verify that, but it will not vibrate as it turns on, it will not say anything about power on, and it will not make the power on chime. So if you don't like the little chime it plays as it turns on, or if you are using the calculator in a classroom where you don't really want it to be vibrating every time you turn it on, you can pick this option, which will allow you to have your calculator start up silently, and just be ready to use without providing you with any chimes or vibrations. I'll down arrow again.
Battery status.
Left arrow to close this since we've looked at everything in the help menu.
Orion help.
Down arrow.
Reset all.
And if you really had messed up your settings and didn't know what you did, or you just want your calculator the way it was when it came out of the box, you could press select here to reset all of the Orion's options to their defaults. If I down arrow again.
Exit.
We could exit the preferences menu and just be returned back to using the calculator. And one more down arrow.
Graph options.
Returns us to graph options. You can either press the key in the center of the arrows to exit on the exit option, or you can press the .4 positioned key that we press to enter here to exit the preferences menu.
Exit preferences menu.
We have now exited the preferences menu. Now that we have looked at the most essential keys on the TI-84 and the Orion unit, we have looked at entering basic expressions and reviewing what expressions we have written. We found how to access advanced functions in the math, advanced operations, number, and probability menus, and looked at all of the preferences available on the Orion unit, as well as found and used the help mode of the device. We will conclude this first tutorial on use of the Orion TI-84 Plus Talking Graphing Calculator from Texas Instruments, the American Printing House for the Blind, and Orbit Research. There will be more tutorials on the Orion TI-84 Plus coming soon that will describe many of its more advanced features, including graphing, but this tutorial should be sufficient to get you up and running with your new TI-84 Plus Talking Graphing Calculator and begin using it for at least the most simple operations, with the resources available through help mode to use more advanced operations. Thank you for listening to this tutorial. I hope you have found it helpful, and if you need more information on the Orion TI-84 Plus, please refer either to the Quick Start, Orion Manual, and TI-84 Manual located on the USB stick that shipped with the device, or find all of these resources on the APH website under the Orion TI-84 Plus link at tech.aph.org.